So the question was asked, is unity always a good thing? What about sinners? So this is a little bit complicated, like everything in life. Chazal tell us that for wicked people, it's best to be divided. You get wicked people together, that's a bad thing. You get people, wicked people divided, that's a good thing. But Chazal also tell us that for Am Yisrael, the people of Israel, the unity is a power that even overcomes sin. How so? The Talmud tells us, the Jerusalem Talmud, it's quoted in many works, that we had two kings that fought massive wars. There was King David, and there was King Achav. And in King David's time, we find, as we just read in Tehillim, that there was constantly double talk, double crossing, people ratting on one another. There was constantly infighting within the kingdom, within the nobles, within the leaders. You didn't have a calm moment. If it wasn't Amnon, it was Avshalom. If it wasn't Avshalom, it was Achitophel. If it wasn't Achitophel, it was Adoniah ben Chagit. If it wasn't Adoniah ben Chagit, it was Shimi ben Gera. If it wasn't Shimi ben Gera, it was... What was his name? The other one who led the rebellion? Forgot the name. Forgot. Well, throughout his life, you have people turning on one another over and over again. In Achitophel's time... Achav's time, so the king has pornography in his chariot. He's traveling around with pornography.
What? How did they have that back
then? They had it. They had it engraved onto his chariot. His wife always wanted him to be in a certain state of mind, so his wife had pornography engraved all over his chariot. I didn't say it. Pshat, the verse says, Vazonot Rachatsu. It says after Achav was killed, they took down the chariot to wash it, and they washed down the prostitutes that were engraved into the chariot. That's what it says there, the verse. You can see the verse in the, when Achav was killed, the end of Melachim, the end of the first half of Melachim. So, Sheva ben Bichri, thank you. So, you have Yoav turning on David, you have Avner turning on Asael, you have Asael, you have every step, every chapter you go through the book of Shmuel, you see everyone's turning on everyone. He's avenging his blood. He's tricking him back and forth. You come to the generation of Achav. So Achav marries a non-Jewish woman. They bring in false prophets. They murder as many prophets as they can get their hands on. But where are the people holding? Where's the kingdom holding? You have a wicked queen, and you have a king who's soft, and he gives in to her. And you have idol worship, and you have paganism. But where are the people holding? So we see you have Ovadia, a convert from Edom, who's sustaining 100 prophets, 50 in each cave. The generation has a famine. He's hiding them because Ezebel is murdering all the prophets. So he took 100 prophets, put 50 in each cave, and every day he's bringing them bread and water. Now, where's he getting all this bread and water from? He's on the staff of Achav. So people are funding him. People are giving him bread and water. And finally, there's a famine, so he has to take it from Achav's own son. So Achav's own son gives him loans with interest, and Ovadia sustains them. Everyone knows that behind Achav's back, Ovadia is feeding 100 prophets. This is, Achav was one of the kings, long after
later,
David.
Later kings.
About two centuries after David, yes. So Achav is a king of the north, the northern 10 tribes. His father Omri was also a very wicked person. He's the one that brought the idol Shemer to the north and named the mountain Shomron. Shomron is after the idol Shemer. So Shomron, the northern 10 tribes, which were, he named that the capital, and then that became known as Shomron, the northern 10 tribes. So Achav was a sinful person. He has a lot of sins on his plates. He has a lot of merits on his plates. Elio comes to Mount Carmel, and he challenges the prophets of the Baal. And he says, let's slaughter a cow. I slaughter a cow. You slaughter a cow. Let's see who can get fire to come down from heaven. And he stands there. He has a few hundred thousand people around the mountain. And they make a declaration. we're going to have this challenge, and we're going to prove who's the God. Oh, so there was a unique occurrence, just like Mount Sinai, a unique occurrence on Mount Carmel. So the prophet Elio stands there, and he says, I alone have remained as a prophet of God. They have 250 prophets, and I'm standing here all alone. You guys have killed all the prophets. I'm the only one left alive. Everyone knows he's lying. All the people except for the king. The king is sitting there comfortably. No one says a word. Unity. Unity among the people. No one rats on Elio. You think one person would think, no, I'll get an easy dollar from Achav. I'll be in good favor with Izebel. Not one person steps forward and says, you know, 100 prophets hiding there in the cave. No, not one. Chazal tell us that reflects on where the nation was holding. There was unity among the people. And so Chazal tell us we have a tradition that when David went to war, as pious as David was, and as pious as his generals were, they'd lose soldiers because you go to war, people die. Achav went to war, miracle of miracles. No one died. Every war that Achav went to, as sinful as he was, he was the king of Israel, and the people were united under him, and the people were united, and they were there for one another, the way we see by Elio. So Chazal have a tradition that no one died in a single battle his whole lifetime. And from here Chazal tell us, we cannot underestimate the value of unity. The fact that the leaders are sinful and the fact that there are problems is a problem. But our capacity to be there for one another and be unified can overcome even the nature of wars.
Where was the kingdom of the north?